A new Siena poll finds New Yorkers are not at all satisfied with their lives. The special poll gauges life satisfaction, a topic Siena has visited in the past, according to Siena Research Institute Director Don Levy.
We asked a random sample of New Yorkers, this is a statewide sample, how satisfied are they with 11 different aspects of life? Everything from their financial condition to where they live to their relationships within their family, their religious and spiritual life, and their perception of how the world in general is going. Interestingly, we had done this exact same survey 10 years ago. When you compare New Yorkers today to New Yorkers 10 years ago, we are slightly less satisfied today across that entire spectrum of 11 aspects of life than we were in 2008. That's, you know, really interesting when you look back and you recall that 2008 was when we were, you know, thrown into the depths of a recession. So it's a little bit surprising that we are no more satisfied economically today than we were then.
Levy says people are most troubled by two things, their finances and current political and economic events.
The steady drumbeat of negative news is taking a large toll on the satisfaction of New Yorkers. You add that to the fact that less than one of five of us, 18%, are completely satisfied with our finances, and only about a third of us are completely satisfied with our health, our vitality, and just a quarter of us are completely satisfied with what we do for recreation.
With 70% of New Yorkers unsatisfied, the survey shows younger New Yorkers are less optimistic across the board.
Interestingly, younger people today are less satisfied than older people. New Yorkers age 65 and older have a much higher rate of satisfaction. They're far more satisfied, for example, with their financial condition. They're far more satisfied with their relationships. Where are they unsatisfied relative to younger people? Not surprisingly, they're getting concerned about their health, their vitality, and the degree to which they're able to enjoy life, to enjoy recreation. That's where younger people have a higher level of satisfaction. But it's alarming to some extent, the low rate of satisfaction that New Yorkers 18 to 34 have with their financial condition.
Levy notes all New Yorkers derive the most satisfaction and joy from family relationships.
The number one area of satisfaction is those family relationships, followed by our religious and spiritual life, our relationships with our life partner, and our friends and acquaintances.
The happiness index takes a turn when broken down by race.
Amongst African-American New Yorkers, the rate of satisfaction is the lowest of any group. Very low satisfaction with their financial condition, and extremely low satisfaction with the direction that the world is going. In fact, when we try to take all 11 aspects of life and lump them together and put them on a score whereby 100%, a perfect score, would indicate that you are completely satisfied with every aspect of your life. Amongst African American New Yorkers, the score only comes out at about 59%, white New Yorkers at 70%, Hispanic New Yorkers at about 65%. So real differences in terms of life satisfaction by race and ethnicity here in the Empire State.
The poll indicates it does seem that money makes you more satisfied. There's a link to the complete survey at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.